From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Officials say an explosion at a church north of Cairo killed 13 people and wounded dozens more. Sunday's explosions in the town of Tantakum as Coptic Christians celebrate Palm Sunday. It's not clear exactly what caused the blast, and there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population. They have been repeatedly harassed by Islamic extremists. The U.S. Navy has sent a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. President Donald Trump has also called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to Pyongyang, to take stronger action to curb those nuclear ambitions. Former officials of U.S. President Barack Obama's administration are responding to criticism of Obama for not retaliating against Syria for a previous chemical weapons attack. The officials maintain Obama proposed strikes in 2013 against Syria, similar to those ordered Friday by Republican President Donald Trump, but were thwarted by Republican-controlled Congress that refused to agree with Obama's plan. The pushback to the criticism comes after Mr. Trump ordered the missile strikes against Syria for another chemical weapons attack without getting congressional approval. Syria's latest chemical attack occurred on Tuesday, killing 87 people. This is VOA News.